What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and this is Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Chill! What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even for the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I start using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents a conversation about music podcasts. Choo! Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, a conversation about music podcasts, a part of Spin-Off Series Thursday. Hope all is well. On the special Sunday episode of a conversation about music and the season 2 finale of a conversation about music podcast, we will be doing another Mr. Gentleman album review episode. And yeah, y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? My name is Banga, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman like the Alpaca spinoff series, all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Check this out. My name is Twin Turbo B, and you're now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Let's get it.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, it's time for season two finale of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents a conversation about music podcasts. And of course, we have another album review episode. And yeah, and we're going to start off with the first album, Ye and Ty Dolla $ign Version Part 1, that will release on February 10th this year. It has 16 songs. And how I feel about this album is it was a okay album. You know, the production was dope, but this wasn't the Kanye that I know. Well, Ye that I know. So, I'm not feeling the project overall. On this album, we had Nipsey Hussle, Playboi Carti, Rich the Kid, YG, Chris Brown, and many more. My favorite song off this album is Carnival, featuring Rich the Kid and Playboi Carti. Back for Forgiveness, featuring Chris Brown, and Do It, featuring Nipsey Hussle and YG, which is a Cash Money sample on this song. And overall, this project, I'm not feeling the project overall. And I get this project three. And on the Billboard charts, it went to number one on the Billboard charts. Next album that I'm going to talk about is Usher's new album, Coming Home. And this man had a great year so far, from the Las Vegas residency, performing at the Super Bowl, and then releasing a new album, which came out on February 9th this year. This album had 22 songs. How I feel about this album is, when I first heard it, I actually felt it was a great album when I first heard it. Then later, I gave it a couple more listens, and this album was pretty much just okay. Not my favorite Usher album, but happy to see him come out with a new album, you know. Favorite song off this album is Bop, Stone Cold Freak, Cold Blooded featured The Dream, and Believe, which is on the Dux version. On this album, we had The Dream on the album, we had Lotto on the album, we had Burna Boy on the album, and many more. And yeah, this album was just okay, and I would rate this album a 3 as well. And on the Billboard chart, the album went to number 2. So the next album that I'm going to talk about is Justin Timberlake's album, Everything I Thought It Was. It came out on March 15th. And how I feel about this album, I'm not going to lie. A lot of people said this album had mixed reviews. People liked this album, people did not like this album. Also, the dude don't like Justin because of the whole Janet and Britney thing. But if I had to say how I feel about this album, I actually enjoyed this album. You know, it wasn't my favorite Justin album, but I actually enjoyed this album, you know. Of course, Future Sex Love Stuff Do, one of my favorite just the album that he had in 2020 Experience was actually a pretty good album too. But overall, this album was pretty good. It had 16 songs. Songs I like off the album is Infinity Sex, My Favorite Drug, and What Love It Do. And I would rate this album a 4. This album was pretty good. I feel like Timbaland produced this whole album. This would be an even better album. Timbaland did produce like good 4 or 5 songs off the album. But I feel like Timbaland did the whole album. I think it would have been a really great album. Featured on this album, we have Toby Ingray on this album, Fireboy DML on this album, and Sink is on this album, which is also a pretty dope song as well, with Timbaland produced that as well. I got hold you, this album was better than I expected. Yeah, I enjoyed the Justin album. On the Billboard charts, they went to number 4. And I rate this album 4. And next we got the latest album from Beyonce, Cowboy Carter, that was released on March 29th, which is a country album. How I feel about this album? This album was way better than I expected. I heard this album was made 2 years ago because she felt like she wanted to pretty much prove people wrong and felt like she belonged, you know, basically. And I ain't gonna hold you, this was a pretty good album. I'm not even gonna lie. It had 27 songs. This was a pretty long album. I'm not even gonna hold you. On this album, we got Miley Cyrus on this album. We got Billy Jones on this album. We got Shaboozy on this album. And, you know, Dolly Parton made appearance on the album and many more. And I'm not gonna hold you, this album was pretty good. I feel like this album might be better than Renaissance. Everybody that know me, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan, so for me to say this was a really good album, yeah, it really was a good album. And but yes, I do feel like she do with the album of the year, and we all know that she will be nominated for album of the year. She next year is a guarantee that she is gonna be nominated for album of the year. And a lot of people getting great, been pretty much giving really good reviews about this album, and I also give the album a good review. I would rate Cowboy Carter 5/5 with the gentleman. Facts. Because this was, I go, this was a really good album. I'm not even gonna lie. First song off this album is Sweet Honey Buckets, which was produced by the Neptunes, which was produced by Pharrell. So, yeah. Turban. Two Most Wanted, which was featured Miley Cyrus and Joan Lee, which was originally a Dolly Parton song. And yeah, like, this was a really good album. You know, shout out to Beyonce for this one. On the Billboard charts, it peaked to number 1 on the Billboard charts. Yeah, shout out to Beyonce for Cowboy Carter. This was a really good album. Next album that we're going to talk about is my guy, Ryan Leslie. His latest new album called You Know My Speed, that came out on February 2nd. And you know, everybody always was like, yo, Ryan Leslie haven't came out with an album in a very long time, but he actually did came out with an album. The last album he came out with 2015, but it was an independent album. And this album is also the independent album, but it was played on streaming service. I just haven't seen my guy back, you know, and stuff like that. He only had one guest appearance on this album, which was Bobby Valentino on the song Sound. And yeah, this was a cool album. This was a cool album. I just happy to see him back, honestly. Yeah. Favorite song off this album is Falling Hard, This Love Thing, and Put It in the Air. If you're a Ryan Leslie fan, check out this album, You Know My Speed, which is on all streaming platforms now. Sadly, this is not on the Billboard charts, but this was a really good album. I give this album a 4. This was a really good album, but I just happy to see my guy back, you know. And last album that we're going to talk about, well, technically, this is not an album. This was more of a mixtape. J. Cole Might Delete Later. It came out on April 5th, which was a surprise mixtape that he dropped before he will be releasing his next album, Fall Off. And this track had 12 songs. And how I feel about this mixtape? I wasn't really feeling it. I'm not gonna hold you. I wasn't feeling it. You know, I'm a J. Cole fan. You know, J. Cole is a really dope artist, but this wasn't it. This wasn't it. You know, I just wasn't feeling it. I only like one song off this mixtape, which was Ready, featuring Cameron. Yeah, I didn't like it. And of course, he did have a diss track called 7 Minute Warning that was dissing Kendrick Lamar. But he deleted the track as of April 12th. But I'm going to talk more about that, or how I feel about that whole beef and everything on the Premier Web podcast. So look out for that. But if I had to rate this mixtape, I give it a 3. Now, wasn't my favorite J. Cole project, but thank God this was just a mixtape. And I just wait for the fall off, you know? So, yeah. But yeah, that's it for the Gentleman album review. And thank you, y'all, for tuning into this episode, and I'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News and Podcasts, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About News and Podcasts is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into this latest episode of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, A Conversation About News Podcast. Thank you for checking out the show all season. You know, and thank you to my only special guest for a conversation about this podcast, Hazel Eyes Rose, for coming to the show. And of course, thank you for always sharing your story and sharing your new song with the audience. Really means a lot. And thank y'all once again. Y'all already know where y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Light Up Podcast every Sunday for the main series of Mr. Gentleman Light Up Podcast, and every Thursday for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Mivana B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Aha Radio, Amazon Music, Kapaz, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Kapaz, and Podchases. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about the Gentleman Like the Podcast. Check us out on YouTube at Ken, a.k.a. the Gentleman Like the Podcast. Ken, a.k.a. the Gentleman Like the Podcast. And you can check out the audio version of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast TV, and Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day, and many more video content. So subscribe to my YouTube now. You can also check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast, myself, Aaron Kito Sands, Star Rider Rod, and Long Live Chief Mighty Mal. New episode every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. New episode every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. A part of the Premier Podverse. Check out the other shows on the Premier Podverse. King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron King Talk Sands, every Friday at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Rider Rod, every Monday at 12 p.m. And Welcome to the Trilogy, hosted by Lola Chief Molly Mal, every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Check out every shows in the Premier Podverse. And of course, add me on Good Pods, Ken the Gentleman. You already know Good Pod Kid, the many independent podcasters. We can see what everybody listen to. We can rate each other's shows, and we have the charts. And at the time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Like the Achievement, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. Due to the recording of our top 100 shows, we are number 14. On the normal charts. For the indie charts, we are number 6 on the indie charts. For society and culture, we are still number 2 for society and culture, and we are number 1 on the indie charts. We've been number 1 for 2 days, so thank you everybody that continues to support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And yeah, and check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. You can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. You can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. You can check out every guest that's been on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. All 70 guests who've been on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Check out every guest appearance that I've been on, which we got a lot more coming real soon. Check out the latest guest appearance that I've been on for the Jalen Review, hosted by Jalen. Exclusively on YouTube right now. And also check out the official merch store of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast at www.tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast store. At tpublic.com, search Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast store. Y'all can buy shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. So support the Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast merch store so we can upgrade your listening experiences. And yes, we do have new designs coming soon. So look out for that. Yeah, check out the official merch store of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. www.tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast store, or y'all can just buy it through the website. And also, support and check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. I just want to say thank you everybody for tuning into the season 2 finale of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast Presents. conversation about music podcast. Coming up this Thursday, we have the season 2 finale of Gentlemen Light Up Podcast Presents the 8-9 Talk Podcast. Myself and Mifana B. And then next Sunday, we got the Mr. Gentlemen Light Up Podcast season 7 finale. The main series of Mr. Gentlemen Light Up Podcast. The Next Move Part 3. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
Hi, my name is B Wise, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast.